Ever since the Affordable Care Act became law, Idaho lawmakers have continued to resist efforts to expand Medicaid in the Gem State. The result is an estimated 62,000 residents who make too much to qualify for Medicaid or too little to qualify for subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. That group is known as the Medicaid gap. Now a campaign is trying to get the Medicaid expansion on the November ballot. Proponents believe they've received enough signatures to do so, and county clerks will need to verify the number by June the 30th. Now, a new poll of 600 state residents seems to show good support for that initiative. Laura Necochea of the group Idaho Voices for Children says the poll showed 66% of likely voters support the idea of Medicaid expansion in the state, and even 53% of Republican voters support the idea.
And the public support for expanding Medicaid really crosses party lines. It's a majority of Republicans, a majority of Democrats, and a majority of Independents support closing the coverage gap.
Necochea says even some of Idaho's Republican lawmakers tried to find ways this past session to assist those in the Medicaid gap.
It doesn't make sense. The system we have today just doesn't make sense. And I haven't heard anyone defend the status quo, where one family can get a tax credit to purchase health coverage, and the family next door, who might earn a tiny bit less or have one more child, doesn't qualify for any help with health care costs.
Organizations supporting the initiative campaign this year include the Idaho Medical Association and the Idaho chapters of the American Heart Association and American Lung Association. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.